you. Come over here. Word on the street is you're looking for a piece of the action. Premium quality dice, yeah? Check these out. Got them over at metallicdicegames.com. The best part is, if you tell them I sent you, you can get them even cheaper. Use the promo code RBP10 at checkout. Makes the price so low, you're practically stealing them. Oh, gotta go. Don't forget to use the promo code RBP10.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Crypts of Azeroon. So at the bottom of the well goes down 40 feet to a circular crumbling chamber. Two tunnels of unworked stone extend in opposite directions from the chamber. Water sloshes somewhere in the distance. A sealed stone door sits opposite the tunnels. Two hands holding a deep bowl form the handles. The door has no lock. That door is right here, by the way. Should be to the direct right of where you all standing. Where would you like to go? What would you like to do?
So, like, the door's hands are, please, sir, can I have some more? Is that what's going on?
Seems to be that way. There are two hands literally holding a bowl. There doesn't seem to be a handle or a lock.
Is the bowl, like, solid, or has it got a hole in it?
Door is solid. What languages does everyone speak?
Common, gnome, and dwarven.
That's a very good question. Common, elven, and primordial.
Okay.
I've got common, dwarven, and orc.
Okay.
I just have common and dwarven, I believe.
So if you approach the door, you do see that there is a faded inscription on there. It seems to be in a language no one understands.
Damn. Hang on a minute. What did I take? Oh my god, I can't find my stuff.
It's in an intriguing little, what's the lack of a better term, almost a demonic script. Mm-hmm. It's the style of writing.
Does the person holding the bowl look evil?
There is no actual person, it's literally just a pair of hands holding the bowl.
Oh.
Do they look evil? Like claws and veins?
I mean, it does appear as if there are sharper fingernails on the hands, but it is, like I said, it's basically a sculpture onto the wall, a relief almost.
Oh, that's a relief.
That sure is.
Yep. I'm going to make a perception check and try to figure out which direction the water is sloshing.
Listen roll then, yeah.
That'd be a 15.
That appears to be to the left of where you're standing.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Wait, like?
To the left.
Yes.
To the left.
That, okay.
Correct. Correct, yes.
Yonder way.
Can I get, is anybody in, who's investigating the bowl? A couple of you have mentioned it, but can I get a DC 15 intelligence check, an investigation check?
Sure, I have passed. No, let me roll.
So you roll everything on the game now, you don't even roll actual dice.
Huzzah! Ooh.
Uh-oh.
That's not good.
It's a pretty bowl.
Gentlemen, this bowl absolutely does nothing for us. We should leave immediately.
Anybody else who can, who wants to, can. It's a DC 15 investigation.
I'll give it a shot after I discern.
Nope.
The water splashing.
We got a 3 and we got a 5 so far.
Oh, baby.
That's a better roll.
23.
Discouraging him.
Tell me all about this bowl.
Better, but not good enough.
You can tell 11. That you can tell that this bowl has traces of magic on it.
Ooh. Can I roll an arcana to discern maybe a little bit more about the nature of this magic?
You may, ooh. Although this book may not tell me that.
Well, then, why does any of this matter? Oh, it might not. 13. Gave you an out.
That might be the out I needed.
Take this it, run.
The most dumbfounding bowl we have ever found.
But there's no liquid in it?
Nothing.
Somebody I am positive it's magical. I just don't know how.
I'm gonna cut myself on the spike armor and drip some blood into it.
Flynn, you made a pretty good investigation check looking at it.
Hmm.
It appears to be slightly stained on the inside.
There you go.
Stained
a dark brownish colored stain.
That's what I want. I drop trowel.
So I'm gonna
take a big shit in the bowl.
I'm gonna continue carboy doing what me. I said I was gonna do.
Which
I'll
was
fill it with liquid. I had hot.
Cut myself on my spiked armor and drip some blood into the bowl.
Roll damage for your spiked armor. Or is it automatic?
It's only automatic for a grapple check.
It's automatic. Is it an automatic 3 points or something like that?
Yeah, on a That's grapple
when you're,
check.
When you're grappling.
So do you just want to take the 3 or do you want me to do a full roll?
You can take the 3.
Okay.
When you drip some blood in there, it definitely seems to almost lighten up a little bit, almost like a dull glow, but hardly anything.
We're going to need more blood.
Okay.
That's why we saved all those monks.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on a second. Let me.
How big is this bowl?
actually, do me a favor, Schroeder. Roll me a d10.
That's how many pints?
Oh, perfect.
Uh-oh. 10.
You feel like you've definitely woken it up. But Flynn seems to be correct. If you want to continue, you probably need more blood. Roughly 1d10 points worth of blood. Exactly 1d10 points worth of blood.
Ah.
So I've put 3, so we need 7 more.
Correct.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to just mutilate yourself for 7 points.
He had just pricked his finger and dribbled a little bit. Now he just slams his palm down on it and
pours it out.
Yeah.
It's one for me, one for my homie.
Get to the dynamic lighting later. As you do this, the bowl like glows like a greenish color.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins to rumble. The blood inside of the bowl sizzles and flashes, and seems to almost burn right up as the door glides open.
Nice.
Why didn't you ever tell us you had magic acid blood?
You never asked.
Information we could have used.
So you now have 3 directions among you.
Guy, more choices.
North, south.
Is a health and, is a health potion 1d4 plus con?
2d4 nice. Plus 2.
Don't waste 2D4 that. Here you 2. Go.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Oh. You got 9 points back from Archibald.
So I'm only down
what's
1.
The goo?
This is an audio show. Please tell the audience what you're doing.
I put the goo in the hole.
It is true. That's exactly what it says.
Yeah. For 9 points.
Your semen has healing qualities. No wonder they tout this stuff for skincare.
Doesn't yours?
Yeah. Mine just has creation properties.
No. And the capability of ruining socks.
Feel personally attacked.
It's on you guys, whichever direction you wish to move.
I mean, we bled for this door, so.
Well, yeah, now that he's
he's done 10 points of damage to himself. We should ignore it and go the other way.
I'm sure it won't close and require more blood.
There's nothing behind the door you have to bleed into to open. It's just a big mimic hallway. That's all it is. It's just...
It's not even a hallway. It's just painted on like Wile E. Coyote. And you stick to it and it eats you.
Best gelatinous cube ever.
I say we let Carboy choose. Carboy's going down the blood hallway.
You just control him. He didn't.
Come back, child.
Oh. All
right.
Okay. Bum, bum, bum. Let's see. This description. Let me read this real quick for you guys before you get too much further.
Is that an angel at a computer?
No. As you guys go through the door and turn the corner there, alcoves line the walls of a hall extending into a large open chamber.
Jeff.
A skeleton is lashed into a standing position inside of each alcove. They clutch rosaries of human teeth.
Oh.
At the very... Well, you guys haven't gotten that far, but there is a room, obviously, at the very end.
Yeah, I know.
So once you guys walk into that room, I'll read that description. I mean, you can see that far. I guess you can see that far, right? Yeah, you can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hooded statue looms over an altar at the end of the chamber. Its hands reach down to a shallow bowl that flickers with green fire.
Ooh.
What would you like to do? You want to investigate anything that you see?
So all of these alcoves have skeletons with rosaries?
They do. What's your passive perception, Archibald?
It is 14.
Since you mentioned it, I assume you are looking at these things as you walk by.
Then it wouldn't be passive.
It's passive. You notice that this skeleton here seems to be facing the opposite direction.
Like he's ass to the wind?
All of these skeletons are hanging in a way that their heads sort of face toward that chamber at the end.
Oh, okay.
The other one, the other one's head is facing the opposite direction.
Hmm. It's, like back towards the, where we came around the corner?
Yes.
Oh.
It is, it's this guy here.
Okay.
Interesting.
Let's go check this thing out before we start touching these.
Sure. Tari blood congeals in the glowing bowl on the altar. The bowl glows kind of dully green.
So the bowl is glowing and has blood congealing in it?
It does.
Okay, so is it glowing the same color as the door that Homeboy filled up?
Yeah, it's like that green. It's like a green glowing color. It's like that emerald green color.
Okay.
In fact, it reminds you of those gems you've pulled out of the eyes.
Oh. Well, Mr. Filled Up the Door, would you like to give this one a shot?
I'm going to do a quick search of the perimeter, like around the statue, and just see if there's anything that suggests like a part of it can open or something behind it can move, or like look around the floor.
Investigation, like then?
Oh, yeah. That is 14.
You don't really see anything that stands out to you. Doesn't look like the statue has moved, if at all, in a long time, or if at all, since it's been placed there. And again, it's just the blood, the congealed blood inside of the glowing bowl.
You guys want to search other places to maybe empty something else's blood in this bowl?
I'm going to go back to the skeleton that we saw that was facing the wrong way and turn its head to match the others.
Okay. Roll me a perception check. Or investigation, whichever one. Looking at this skeleton versus the others, the eye sockets seem a little different than the others.
Oh, they hey, seem to hey be... let me see some of those gems.
What gems?
The emeralds that you picked up?
The gems that we found.
Oh, yeah. The two that we found.
No. Oh, yeah. Yep. The two that we found.
I reach into my bunghole and sift around through the pile of gems and pluck the two smallest.
Okay.
Real class act, that guy.
Can't keep his hands out of his ass.
I will wedge them into the eyes.
Nothing seems to happen.
I'm going to need those back.
Look a little closer, Boots, and see how they're different than the other ones.
What was your investigation, Austin? Was 8 your investigation? No, you had 14.
14 total.
Much like the other bowl, that bowl exudes magic.
Okay. Very similar vibe coming off of it.
Seemingly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Based on the size of it, does it look like it needs 10 hit points to activate?
I think you did that to yourself. Just give it the 3 to start. See what that does for it.
Would anybody else like to roll on the bowl?
What are we rolling?
Investigation or a perception. If you can get higher than a 14, I'll give you a little more.
Ooh.
Well, there you go. Where the blood is congealed...
It took me a moment to realize just what you were saying there, sir. Thank God.
Where the blood is congealed, it appears as though there are divots.
Topical.
Where the blood is congealed, the blood itself appears to have like divots in it, as if something was sitting in the blood at one point. About the size.
Yeah.
Something about the size of something that could fit in your hand.
Pull those two gems back out, put it in the bowl, and put blood on them.
Boots, are they about gem sized?
Uh-huh.
Yes, they are about gem sized.
Okay.
When you place those gems into the bowl, they begin to glow.
Ooh. There you go. Get over here, bleedy mix spiky pants.
Why? They're already glowing.
They're already, yeah. You don't seem to have to add blood to it. They just appear to glow. They appear to be almost.
I like energized. To play it safe.
They have a slight energetic hum to them as you hold them.
I put those two in my pants and ask my friend for a second sense. I give them to Boots so he may go ram them into holes again.
If that's what Boots would like to do, Boots may do that.
Yeah. Boots will go do that.
Boots, as you do that, that skeleton sort of rumbles a little bit. And it kind of looks up at you.
I stab
and
it.
And then its head just drops. And as its head drops, it slides back out of the way to open up this secret passageway.
Oh, so secret.
Jackpot. Take the bowl with us.
Tibbs.
We'll fill it with poop.
The walls and ceiling are decorated with hundreds of leering skulls. A rune-carved altar with an empty, shallow divot in the center dominates the chamber. A torn, bloody priest's tabard lies on the floor.
Is it same church colors or... markings or...
Yeah. Tabard the descriptive of the guy that came down here? What was his...
Seemingly, yes.
Well, let's take it as evidence.
But there's nothing else in the room. Just the dude's thing on the floor.
I'm going to give Flynn...
There's a rune-covered altar in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Let me do a little vesti on this one.
I'm going to give you Bardic Inspiration, Flynn.
Okay.
I'm not sure you can do this by yourself, having seen your performance in the last two rooms.
Inscription seems to be in the same script as the door was, which is a language no one has.
You know, I'm still going to investigate it.
Please don't use your inspiration right now.
I feel like I can get it up there.
Dang.
I swear this never happens.
It's what she never wants to hear.
Is your magnifying glass opaque? Is that the problem? Did you just kick out something that you couldn't see through?
I'm holding it backwards.
It just walks into a room like this. Let me get a closer look.
As you investigate the altar, as you touch it, it kind of gives like an unpleasant temporary numbness, but it doesn't seem to do any damage to you. Definitely some kind of a magic field among it. Again, the inscription that you can't read.
Between the buzzy gems and this tingle machine, I might need you gentlemen to give me a minute.
I think we have the first successful anesthesia surgery operation going down at the bottom of this well.
Who picked up the bloody robes?
I did.
You find tangled inside of that a silver holy symbol that is the symbol of Saint Terry Guinness, which is the church that you walked into.
Terry McGinnis.
Teragnus.
The new Batman?
Teragnus, I guess is how you pronounce it.
I couldn't bear it.
It is a holy symbol. It's worth about 50 gold.
Ooh. What's it look like?
I don't know what their actual sigil looks like, but it looks like the sigil to that saint.
Nice. Got myself a necklace of Terry Guinness. I'm going to put it on.
What kind of work does Terry Guinness do?
Terry
Guinness? He sells something. He's the saint of, like, selling hot tubs, I think.
Yeah. He's the saint of used Cadillacs.
Was it Terry McGinnis, right, the kid in Batman Beyond?
It
might have been.
Right?
The saint of I don't wear hockey.
It was. That's okay. Exactly who it was. Yeah.
Whew.
Like that.
You get a magical vibe off of it when you put it on.
Oh. I just thought it was sweet swag. I don't need it to be magic.
It was also played by the older brother from Boy Meets World.
Give me anybody who's got an arcana, who's good with arcana, can roll on it if you want.
I can do that.
Roll on it.
Get it, boys.
22.
Nice. You feel like it makes him a little more wizened. It's a little wiser. You are able to, you can choose to roll with advantage on one wisdom ability check per day, as long as you wear that.
Hmm. Nice.
So, grats. You got a holy symbol.
Sweet. So holy.
Unless you can figure out how to read the inscription, there's really nothing else in here.
All right. Off to find somebody who can read it.
Yep.
The bard doesn't have comprehend languages or anything. I guess that's more of a wizard thing.
You've made a lot of assumptions about how useful I am as a character. I find that personally insulting. I've got and gags.
I say, literally in the middle of our fight last session, he went off to tell stories to the people we saved for like four turns.
It was a lot closer to six, and I was building an army.
To be fair, he couldn't see for most of that combat.
Yeah, I still killed him.
Didn't stop me.
He did kill something, yeah. Which I thought was funny. Because you didn't know he was dead until somebody walked up on it.
Jackpot.
All right, so as you guys head back to the bottom of the well, which direction are you going to, north or south?
I'm going to go back here and grab two of those tooth rosaries.
Okay. You have two tooth rosaries.
Nice.
I'll go north.
I'll follow the cat.
Good call.
Don't go first. Let me go first. I'm tired of looking at your ass.
It's that special edition of cats.
Oh. Well, I do have that specially crafted armor that has the asshole left bare.
Like a butt flap?
Yeah. No, it's not a flap. It's always exposed.
So you got to have room for your tail.
Just hanging out.
What's horrible, so as you can see, Jeff and I concocting all the ridiculous things his character would do the night before our first session.
So as you can see, as you go further north, there is a passage that breaks off to the south, and then a passage that continues north.
I'm just getting into a position where I can see as much as possible. Sure. But I prefer to go the way of the penis.
Yep.
So turning south?
Yep.
That would be left.
You know, some men hope that they have children that are successful. Some men want to have businesses. I've left my legacy, and I'm okay with it.
Really have.
All right. As you guys enter this big area, you can see that the water feature that you have heard sloshing is in front of you. Halls stacked with skeletal remains widen into a broad, echoing cavern. A still pool of sulfurous-scented water simmers at the back of the cavern. Several limp bodies and white tabards float in it. Blood drifts from their wrists in thin ribbons.
Would these potentially be the guys we didn't save?
Potentially.
There was only one guy that we didn't save.
That's true. One got away, one died.
Roll for me. Just roll me a perception check.
Yeah.
God, it's another great Flynn night.
Boots fails.
What's my plus?
I got 18.
18's a good roll.
7.
The 18,
one,
you notice
two, three,
that...
on the die.
You notice that... one of the bodies does seem extremely fresh.
Also fresh.
With your 18, you do notice that individual is lying on its back in the water, face up. Okay. Eyes open, and they are darting back and forth, and his mouth is moving as if to almost try to speak to you.
I'll tell the other guys that one's still alive. And point him out.
Anybody got a lasso?
He's not in the water, is he?
Yeah, he's floating.
Oh, he's floating? Then the dwarf will go in and get him.
How noble of him.
Do you think the fucking cat's going to dive in the water?
I asked for a lasso.
I think I have rope.
No. If anybody had rope, I would assume. I have rope. Jesus Christ.
Everybody has rope in their pack. It's just standard.
There you go.
Yep.
Rope them.
So if I'm going to throw a lasso, what kind of check would I need to make?
An attack roll, because you tie the rope to your javelin.
It's pure fishing.
Like the redneck channel, you're just at the edge of the water. Stoom.
probably a dex check.
Just get him to the bank. I'll heal him.
All right.
Is throw an ability? I don't remember. I don't have a sheet in front of me. If throw is an ability, I'll give you throw. But I think it's just a dex check.
For rope, it would definitely be dex. If it were 17. Something to see how far he could throw it, it would be strength. But
yeah. 17.
Yeah, that'll do it. You wrap it around his ankle.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, yeehaw, little doggy. And then pull him in.
You pull him in, pull him up on shore. He is sort of gasping for breath. And he definitely is trying to speak to you. you can hear that he has a voice. It's just that his voice is very rasp and quiet.
I'm going to use my healing abilities and give him some of the goo. And then also whatever heal check that needs to be.
Looking at his body, is there any skin irritation, like being in the water caused damage?
There's some staining. It could just be from the blood that's in the water. It doesn't appear to be like burning, like acidic or anything.
Okay.
It's not like an old lady.
You managed to heal him actually pretty well.
Sweet.
For what they're giving me, their hit points are pretty low. It is a male dwarf. He sort of coughs and sputters a little bit. He says, thank you. Thank you for saving me. These creatures, they're out for blood. They just want blood. My name is Nargrim.
Steelhand?
That would be funny. Somebody stole your character and wrote it into this. It's his actual name from this book.
That is funny.
Cool. Okay, where'd they go? Thanks for your name. Give us information that we need. Thanks.
He says, "This hooded sorcerer. He slit our wrists. He filled bowls with our blood. The undead beasts. They dragged us here. The sorcerer. He wears a black robe. He had a raspy voice, and his nails were falling out. And his eyes glowed." The same green as the undead.
Did you actually see his face? Besides just the eyes?
It is the eyes I saw only. One of the creatures, he went north of here. He went into another cavern, I think. The others went south.
Did you see, what's the title of the guy we're actually here to get?
Father Baird?
Yeah. Have you seen Father Baird while you were down here?
I have not seen him.
Before he left, how pointy were Father Baird's fingers?
They were not pointy.
Roughly in height, are they about the same?
I suppose, but most humans to me are around the same height. That goes for Lucas as well.
Racist.
Yeah, Lucas is just short. Everybody's tall.
Heightist.
That is verticalist.
What us little men lose in height, we make up in ego. In girth.
Girthquake coming through.
It's that third leg thing. He's a tripod.
So Nargrim, the sorcerer, did he touch you? It's going to sound a little criminal minds, but
where on this doll? So this is, let's say this is your sack.
Do you feel like he was alive?
Yeah. Cover? Or is he like a...
I'm not sure if he was alive or not. He felt very cold to the touch. He grabbed my arm. He grabbed my arm and slit my wrist with a blade.
Hmm. Wow. You've been very little help.
Throw him back in the water.
Which way the priest went?
Everyone else, he said, went south. One of the creatures went north, is what he says.
Okay. How would one creature go north?
Because nobody likes him.
Or that's
we need to make an ally of the shunned ghoul.
There you go. I think we can take the pawn.
Sup, nerd?
You come to the wrong cavern.
So there is a south exit here.
Yeah, there is a direction south if that's where you wish to go. He says, I can find my way out now that you've healed me. Or I can follow you if you wish.
Kneecap him and leave him here.
I drive one of my gauntleted spikes right into his kneecap. You want to clean out up top and then work our way back down?
Yeah, I think we go north. We send this guy back to the rest of them. He will sing our praises to the ones who are already enamored with our performance. And then we'll have ourselves a bunch of groupies up there when we come back.
Nice.
All right. We'll see you later.
Damn it.
So which direction are you guys heading?
North.
North.
All right.
Like, is it north this way?
It's the same direction you came from.
Yeah, right. We gotta go where back to where our break was, and then.
Oh, that north. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, there's a ghoul.
Uh-oh. So, well, yeah. I mean, you've seen it now, but as you get closer and closer, you would have started to hear some scratching noises, and you see that there appears to be a ghoul stuck in a pit. It appears wounded. As it sort of growls at you, it doesn't seem like it can get itself out of there. You also see a ruptured, it calls it a mausoleum. My guess is it's more of a casket. It sits half open in the collapsing wall. Well, no, I guess it is a mausoleum. A ruptured mausoleum sits half open in the collapsing wall. The narrow stone coffins inside have recently been torn open. That is somewhere up in this area. On the north portion, where it's more squared out,
that's okay.
Where that mausoleum
that's the mausoleum.
For some reason, it's not letting me click on anything.
Up where Boots is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually where the dwarf is at right now. I don't... Yep. There you go. Oh, there you go. Yeah, there it is. It's the lag finally stopped. In this area here, this broken down wall on this right is where that mausoleum sits. So there's just like a few coffins inside of there that are all broken open. Perception check.
Killing it. 10.
9.
Should have specified possession. Possession. I push perception check on the those specific tomb in that inside that tomb.
Oh, well, I was rolling for something else, so I have to roll again.
That's... I didn't specify.
Fucking Jeff.
I just felt like rolling.
Archibald already rolled a 16, so we're probably fine.
I'm sorry. Archibald needs to tell me what he's rolling. I'm not always looking at the screen.
Oh, sorry. Perception check.
So you got a 16.
Yes.
Inside of that little tomb, you find a dusty cache of 150 gold pieces.
Ooh.
Guys, they're empty.
They seem to be stamped with some sort of queen on them. Some sort of crowned female that you're unsure of. You also find a potion in there inside of a glass vial sitting among the coins. Does anybody have... That's written. There's a passive intelligence. Is there a passive intelligence?
There's passive really pretty much everything.
Does anybody have a passive intelligence of 15? Otherwise, you're going to have to roll it.
I think Flynn does.
So my intelligence modifier is 4, but I guess would passive be...
10 plus.
Okay, so 14.
Why don't you roll a history check?
You're going to need a history check, yeah.
Yay!
I mean, honestly... Anybody proficient in history can roll it.
Ooh, what do you want to know?
You know all the things today, don't you?
Sir.
That particular emblem, that queen, that is what they describe here as a forgotten Azurumian lich queen.
Oh, man.
And along with that, you know that Azurum... which is Azarumme, was an ancient dark empire that fell centuries ago. Azurum was a bloodthirsty dynasty ruled by vampiric warlords and witch queens. Sorry, lich queens. Lich queens. Freaky stuff. You know freaky stuff.
I'm gonna glance around here for hidden phylacteries.
Yeah,
I mean, with the rolls you guys got earlier, perceptions, you don't find any phylacteries. You did find that potion. If somebody wants to roll Arcana on that, to figure out what it is.
I'll pass it over to my brewer friend as I put away the ancient evil gold.
Just let me do another thing for y'all.
And you can take the gold if you want.
17.
That'll do it. You find a bubbling potion of gaseous form.
Ooh. Sweet. It's like one of those prank vials. Get your friend to drink this and just blowing ass all afternoon.
You get him to take a drink out the paper fan and you just blow him around the room. Stop it, guys. Not going to do it.
Lucas, do I know anything about, as far as Azurumi, is this like mythical? Is this like ancient Rome where some people are really into it? And
no, this is a legitimate, it's a legitimate historical society.
Okay. But it's like defunct, but I guess
it's
like
super, yeah, it's ancient and it fell centuries ago.
Thought to be extinct.
Okay.
Right. So the fact that you're finding gold with an emblem of a Lich Queen on it is pretty surprising.
Okay. So we are in like some runes of some crazy shit, lads.
Mm-hmm. I'll pull out
one of my javelins and just stand on top and kill the...
Well, no, let's check him out first and see why he's in this hole by himself.
I'm pissing on him.
Why you gotta be so hostile?
You gotta go. You gotta
try to get it right into his green glowing eye.
Yeah, he appears to be wounded. Possibly from fighting against you, which I know one of them escaped. I don't remember if he got hit, but perhaps he was struck by Nargrim, you know. Either way, his wound seems to be preventing him from being able to climb out of the pit.
Eldritch Blast.
If you want to just outright kill it, you outright kill it. It dies, the green emeralds fall out of its head, but they are down in the pit.
Oh
yeah, I'll
could we orchestrate this death so that like I can situate my bunghole right underneath his head, and then like somebody stabs in the head and they tumble out into my waiting sack?
Sure, your waiting sack of bunghole is open wide, and the emeralds just slide right in.
Man, good job. I'm just making money. It's
got a wide enough opening, pretty smooth sailing.
It is capacious.
Is there anything else down in that pit?
Not that you see, no.
That means there's something down there we can't see.
Go get it.
Carboy. Fetch. Like, are we going south in from the water passage?
Yeah, that's south. My plan.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, as you get to around here, you do see that there is another passage north, and then a passage that continues.
Where are we at?
Yeah, I'm lost.
Oh, where the cat is.
It loops back up towards the well.
Yep.
And then there's another path. Then there's another path down.
Correct. Oh. So you guys are already through the room, and okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to fight the...
Why don't you let your party catch up?
Yeah, okay. There we go. Oh.
I know there's a lag on my end. I don't know if there is on your end.
Yeah, I think so.
I got to move my light source and myself separately.
Oh God, I lost Carboy.
You should be able to draw a box.
Yeah,
and select both.
Oh yeah, look at that. Okay, cool.
There you go.
Jackpot.
Flynn lost Carboy.
It's fine. I found him. He's in the previous cavern. I'm coming, son.
So I think the north path probably is what you said reconnects to the well, right?
Correct.
Yep. Yeah, if you guys could go up that way a little bit, you can definitely tell that's where it goes.
Yeah. I already glanced up that way.
As you guys continue ahead, you do see there is like a strange green glow coming from in there.
From where?
Oh, down here.
From where you guys are heading. I don't know if you can see that dot or not.
Oh, yeah.
Clicking on there.
Yeah, I see.
So as you enter what appears to be this big cavern, there is definitely a green glow inside of the cavern. I'll let you know that before you walk in.
Okay.
In case you wanted to stealth or move. I don't know what you guys want to, how you guys want to get
stealth.
In. It's up to you. Or you just walk right in like the barbarian would.
Yeah.
Oop.
The barbarian walks in and sees a hooded sorcerer standing over a guttering brazier boiling with green fire.
Uh-oh. This might be our guy.
Hey, quit that shit!
You see...
And a chuck a javelin surprise attack.
Supply!
You see... Oh, I don't think those are on the right layer. Well, I'll go ahead and read it. You see four swaying ghouls stare in thrall at the emerald... eyed skull inside of the brazier. Piercing whispers emanate from it in a vile language. Shattered mausoleums loom around the edges of the cavern. Green flashes reflect inside of the tombs like cat eyes. Four statues encircle the brazier. Blood spills from their bowl, from the full bowls in their hands, tracing lines to the sputtering brazier. You see sinkholes dot the uneven floor. So these guys, even though they're facing you, they start out facing this brazier, obviously, as you clunk, 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 clunk into this room, barbarian. Mm-hmm. They all turn about and look at you. You do see the sorcerer looks up at you and pulls back his hood. From whatever descriptions you may have received, he does appear to be the description of Father Baird.
That bastard.
Yup.
And he also, as you guys make so much noise, obviously you're not stealthy, he does, as you walk in, you see three green-eyed skeletons drop right about here.
Who needs a hug?
Why is that not going? Layer, token layer. Boom.
How far are those sinkholes down? They just go?
They seem to have filled back in, but they're probably about 6 feet deep. I mean, it's similar to what the ghoul
I was hoping they were like hundreds of feet deep.
No. They seem to have filled in over time. So as you walk in, this is what you see. You see the ghouls. Instantly, the Father Baird, as you now know, sort of snaps his fingers, and three skeletons do appear right before you. And he just sort of stares at you. And he says, Saint Targidnus orders you to abandon this dark place, my children. Leave us to rot. Come now, will you defy our saint's holy commands?
I thought you dropped your holy symbol.
As I rip open my silk shirt.
Don't open your eyes. He sort of just chuckles at the holy symbol. And says...
Yeah, St. Terry McGinnis doesn't have anything to do with what's going on yet.
St. Terry Gilliam. He just sort of chuckles and says, useless. And he just sort of stares at you. He has clearly asked you very nicely to leave.
Well, I think, given that there are eight of them, we may want to consider, and then I cast invisibility on the barbarian.
What?
I cast invisibility on the barbarian.
You have invisibility?
Yeah. You can cast it for shits and giggles. Holy fuck. Now, I am going to put a purple dot next to you, indicating you are invisible.
I really hope you're doing that so that I run around to everything and go hug him.
I mean, once that changes.
I'm not telling you what you have to do with the gift of invisibility. I'm just giving you the gift.
I just leave. I just leave.
As one of you goes invisible, Father Baird's eyes glow a little brighter. That skull gets a little brighter. And for now, we'll go ahead and just roll initiative.
Yeah, that's fair. I respect that decision, Father Baird.
Hey folks, thanks for listening. Crypts of Azeroom, written by Kelsey Dion. Music by Magmi Soundtracks, being used under Creative Commons License 0.0.